Officially, we finished yesterday Simon Reish Vav. We're supposed to do today Reish Zayin. Reish Zayin, I hope we will do. We're first going to take what we did in Reish Vav and try to make it practical and lamaisa. Okay, so what Reish Vav, what we spoke about Reish Vav, mostly Reish Vav, hey, is when I make a bracha on one item, does that cover other items or not? I make a bar priya eitz on the apple. Is that going to cover? Now I decide I want to eat an orange. Now I decide I want to eat grapes. Is that going to cover it? Okay, so. Well, we had a lot of details. It was very complicated. Okay, so there's one thing we didn't do yet, and that is hidden in Reish Yud Aleph. We must do that right now. We must do that right now. Okay, turn to Reish Yud Aleph. In my Dershu book, it's page 248. Reish Yud Aleph Hey. The end of Reish Yud Aleph Hey. Okay, Reish Yud Aleph is a very famous simon. Reish Yud Aleph is the famous Shidduch simon where you go take out the girl for the first time, and if her father's a Talmud Chacham, he puts out a big plate of fruit and wants to see which bracha you make first and what you make the bracha on. That's Reish Yud Aleph, the order of making brachas. Okay. You all look at me like I'm crazy, so none of you went on dates like that.
I'm on a diet.
Okay, they don't have to be dry.
You went through that?
No, I didn't go through that. Okay. Now, that's Reish Yud Aleph. The order in which you make brachos and what you make the bracha on. I have in front of me three fruit. Do I make the bracha on the apple or the pear or the grape? Okay, we're not discussing that now. We'll save that for Reish Yud Aleph. However, there's an order in which you're supposed to make the brachos. So look at the end of Reish Yud Aleph Hey. Okay, it's two lines up from the end of Reish Yud Aleph Hey. He says as follows, V'chol zed etzach ha-hakdim, this whole thing, everything we've been discussing in Reish Yud Aleph, which we haven't discussed yet, Hainu dafke l'chatchila, that's a din in l'chatchila. What bracha, what should I make the bracha on, or which bracha comes first? Aval, im avar o'birach al-sheni, let's say I went out of order. If you went out of order, im ha-brachos shavos yotzei. If it's the same bracha, you yotze, even if you made a mistake. I should have made the bracha first on this item, instead I made it on that item. I do not need to make another bracha. However, let's take this. I have grapes and an apple. I'm supposed to make the bracha on the grapes, we're going to learn, because that's Shiva Saminim. I made the bracha on the apple. I made a mistake. I was wrong. Do I have to go now make another bracha on the grapes? Says the Ramah, no. Provided that when I made the bracha eats on the apple, I had full intentions. I'm going to eat now an apple and a grape. I just didn't know the halacha, and I made a mistake, and I made the bracha on the apple instead of making the bracha on the grape. It's the same bracha eats. But since I have full intention of eating an apple and then eating the grapes, the bracha on the grapes is valid. But let's say I didn't have kavana to eat the grapes.
You know the grapes were there.
They were there, but you were just planning eating an apple. And then your friend says, wow, these grapes are really good. You should try one. Okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Beis. La'afilo yushneim l'fana b'shas bracha. Even if both of them are on the table, the apple and the grape. Bo'inen she'eskavin lo b'feirish l'pacha. You have to have explicit intentions for your bar pe'et, the pot that you're making on the apple, to also go on the grapes. The eino bedin, it is not proper. Eino bedin, it is not proper. She'yiftor mi she'eino choshev et ha'choshev derech grara ela b'kavana. How did brachas work? I make the bracha on the apple. The bracha is, so to speak, chal on the apple. And then it extends from the apple onto the orange and the mango and the grape. But since grapes are more choshev than apples, it is not proper and it will not work. The bracha on the apple will not go on the grapes if I did not have explicit intention to eat the grapes. If I did not have explicit intention, then my bracha is going to pot to the grapes. Because a bracha on something less chashiv cannot pater something that is more chashiv. But if I make the bracha on the grapes, so then the apples on the table are automatically covered. Even if I didn't have specific intention. Because it's on the table at the time of the bracha. Okay, then it gets into details that we discuss in Reish Vav. What if something came after I finished eating, in the middle of eating, we had all these chilukim. Hold on. If it's on the table, I made the bracha on the grape, it automatically covers all the fruit on the table. But if I make the bracha on the apple, it's not going to cover the grape even if it's on the table. Unless I add specific kavana that should cover the grapes.
Is that b'di'evit still?
What's b'di'evit?
If you have specific kavana, you go for the apple first, but you have specific kavana.
That's still b'di'evit. Because you're supposed to make the bracha on that which is more chasha.
Trick the father-in-law.
Trick the father-in-law. Okay. Okay, now he gets into details. Right now, everything I just said is assuming that Shivas Aminim is the most chashuv. That grapes are more chashuv than apples. However, the Rambam holds that what you like better is more chashuv. So don't really pass him like the Rambam, but...
Oh, another trick.
We don't really pass him like the Rambam, but... Okay, I don't want to get into details, and you'll soon see why. Okay, so there's a lot of very technical details over here that, in theory, one is supposed to know. So
now we're going back.
Well, now I went through the chapter in Vezos HaBracha with some other svarim a little bit, and I'm going to tell you my conclusions. If a person has stam das means I'm just not thinking about anything specific. I just pick up the apple. So if I have stam das, it covers everything on the table, unless it is yoter chashuv. What's yoter chashuv? So if you assume, so shivas aminim for sure is yoter chashuv. It could be according to the Rambam, yoter chashuv is if I usually like oranges more than apples, it could be that's according to the Rambam, it's also going to be a problem. Okay. Now, if I have stam das, but I usually eat these things together, like I made shahako on my chicken, but I always drink in the middle of the meal. I don't have the Rambam's diet that says you're not allowed to drink for 2 hours after the 2 hours after the meal. So anything that I usually eat together, so is automatically included, even though I just had stam das. If it's normally something I eat. Then there's something called, in the words of Zos HaBracha, Hemshech Echad. It's one continuation. That means if I finish this apple, officially, I can bring another apple and eat it. But I can't bring an orange, officially. If I decide, before I finish the apple, that I want an orange, then that will be okay, but not if it's something that's totally of a different type. I don't know if nuts and fruit are totally different type. They bring down from Rebbe Yashiv. It's not clear what the gather is of a totally different type. The example of the Mishnah Berurah is fish and beer. A solid and liquid are two totally different types. Okay, that's all discussion. They would say chicken and chocolate. It would be totally different types. Would an apple and a walnut be two totally different types? I don't know. Later. There. Then the fourth thing that stam das, it will work, is if there's something called, he's koveya ala peros. I mean, there's a general rule with koveya sudan bread. And then everything except for the desserts that we discussed, everything's included in that. I don't have to make hamotzi. Okay, we're going to have what's on the menu, dear. Okay, I'm now with my hamotzi going to cover the chicken and the chont and the schnitzel and the rice and the kugel. No, everything is part of the meal. And then dessert, okay, that's already a separate discussion, and then you're making appropriate eights on the fruit at the end of the meal. What if you make a meal, which is very common nowadays, because we have washophobia or benchophobia. We don't want to eat bread for whatever reason. So you're eating a meal, which is nice and b'chol yom. You eat a meal, but without bread. Chicken, leftover chicken, Sunday night, rice and salad. There's no bread. But if you're koveya on peros, so then that also extends the bracha with stam das to include other things. Now, does that also include something more chashav? It's not clear. Not clear. The Mishnah Berurah, okay, we've learned, it was a big bilbul and a big cholin, but all of this we've basically learned. We're going through it because it's a big cholin and a big bilbul. Okay, that's all stam das. But the bottom line is that Stam Das does not cover, as we just saw in Reishit Aleph, does not cover something that is more chashuv. But explicit Das does cover something that is more chashuv, even though I may have gone out of order. I'm supposed to make the bracha on the grapes, I made the bracha on the apple. But since I had kavana that I'm also going to eat the grapes, and the bracha is also going on the grapes, it's going to be good enough. Because I have explicit Das. So if I have explicit Das, that works. Now, even if I have explicit Das to include anything that's coming, that's also going to count. And if I am a guest in someone's house, by definition, my brachas are al-das abalabayis. I don't know what's on the menu. I don't know what's coming. So whatever I am served as a guest is automatically included in my brachas, even if it's more chashuv. That's like explicit das on whatever's coming out of the kitchen, because I don't know what's coming out of the kitchen. Now, they do discuss an exception to the rule, as also bracha brings down. Let's say you're at a smorgasbord, so you're on the one hand, you're a guest. On the other hand, all the food is in front of you, so you can go see what's there. Okay, look. So, there's a lot of very technical details, and I was always under the impression from years ago, and I don't know exactly where I got it from, and nowadays we kind of like to eat, and we're very free eaters, and we eat a lot, and therefore, even though we're maybe kind of a brain-dead generation, and we don't have any kavanah of anything ever, but our brachos are more inclusive than they were 100 years ago, or 500 years ago, or 1,000 years ago. So I asked a few rabbanim the last couple of days, and all three agreed. Yes, our brachos are more inclusive. Now, how include? Now, so what does that mean? So we're just going to throw out Simin, Reish, Vav, and say, oh, it's not relevant nowadays? It's hard to do that. So what do you have to do? You have to fit it into a halachic framework. So you could talk about the derech. Nowadays our derech is to make a bracha and then raid the fridge or the freezer or the junk cabinet or whatever is available. You could talk about kviyas. Nowadays we're just kaveh. We like to eat, and every time we make a bracha, it's like, okay, you know, everything in the house is kind of like there. Now, if that is the way it's working, that will include a lot of things and will remove a lot of the technical difficulties and a lot of the confusion that we've had in the last couple of days. But it will still not cover something that is more chashuv. Because more chashuv is not included in these stam das categories. It doesn't help that it's a derech if it's more chashuv. It doesn't help that it's on the table. It doesn't help that it's one in continuation. And it does not necessarily help. It's not clear, but I didn't see anyone say it helps if you're koveya. So I spoke to three rabbanim this week, and they all said, yeah, our das is much more inclusive than olden day das, even though we don't really have any das, and it will include other things. I asked all three, what about things that are more chashuv? Two of these people were Talmidim of Rav Nemezal, the third one is not. And all three, one said, I don't know, I gotta think about it. Two of them said, I'm under the impression that it is, but I can't promise. Can't swear it. So Rav Nemezal now has a go-kart and a go-kart driver that gets him to Nitivari and back every single day. So I called the go-kart driver, an old student of mine, and I called him up this afternoon and I said, I'm giving shiur tonight and I must get a shaila into Rav Nemezal. So he handed the phone to, I didn't know he was, I think usually it's around the time that they finish mincha and drive, whatever, he handed the phone and I asked Rav Nemezal directly this question. Our das nowadays, I said, I heard in general, and the name of the Rav, that our das is more inclusive. He said, yes. I said, does that also include things that are more chashuv? And he said, yes. Which means, he's not assuming that our das nowadays, everything is a kviyas, everything is a hemshich, and everything is a derech. He's going one step further. He's saying, it's as if I have explicit das when I make a bracha, that every single thing in my house is included in that bracha. Okay, so on the one level, I get frustrated by these things because it's like we just spent a long time working out the details, bunch of pages of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, chuck it, not relevant. On the other hand, it's important to know and fit it in. Again, it's not, oh, we're chucking it, we're fitting it into a category. We have a category called explicit das, and even if you have explicit das, whatever's going to come, and we have a concept that a guest has automatic explicit das, even though it doesn't have any das, that whatever comes out. So what then? Now it is when we make a bracha in the house, it's as if you had explicit das in everything in the house, because that's what we do. So I discussed this with Rav Chizkiya and Evan Zal also, and he said, like, not everyone's the same. That not everybody makes a bracha and raids all the cabinets in the house and goes to eat.
Is that his son?
Yeah, it's his son. So, reminded me, so they say Rav Avigdor Miller never opened up a food cabinet, ever. Whatever his wife served him, he ate. Whatever not, never took a snack, never raided the fridge, the freezer, the junk cabinet. Okay, so for him, anyway, there's a concept of Aldas Balabayas, and his wife would be the Balabayas. And they say, in general, if the wife is in charge of the food, which she usually is, so then the Das is on whatever the wife serves. But as a general rule, most of us who like to eat, remember the whole that our brachas nowadays include everything, even things that are more chashuv. Now, not everyone has to agree with Rav Nemezal, and someone was told if you make a shakal on a cup of water and then you want a cup of coffee, you have to make another bracha. That's assuming it's not going with Rav Nemezal's mahalach. You don't have to go with Rav Nemezal's mahalach. It's not the pashtus of what's going on over here. It's kind of a new mahalach. And you could have like a half of Rav Nemezal's mahalach. You could say it includes everything except for things that are more chashuv. There's different ways of looking at it. You have to know what it means more chashuv, because it's also not so simple. Like coffee is considered more chashuv doesn't mean it costs more. The shiva saminim, there's chaviv, so coffee is more chaviv than water. Maybe I don't know where you draw the line. I'm not sure, but definitely calling Rav Nemezal, you make a bracha, it covers everything. Now, if something comes from left field that you is not in your house, I mean, a neighbor all of a sudden knocks on the door, you're in the middle of eating, and they hand you something, so then if you're in the middle of a bread meal, they say that maybe not to make a bracha. But if you're not in the middle of a bread meal, so yeah, it's as if I have explicit das and everything in the house, but not everything in my neighbor's house. So if the neighbor brings something totally from left field that I had no idea was coming and no way of knowing was coming, so then I would make another bracha on that, because that was totally not part of my das. Unless maybe, okay, I have to clarify the neighbor business. Like, what if it's, I think even if it's the same food, I'm not sure. Like, what if it's an apple, I'm not eating apples? It could still be that it's a problem, because, like, that's, I know, totally, you know, out of the game. Or in the middle of the meal, you decide to go to the Makola. Okay, if you live next door to the Makola and you do that regularly, maybe it's different. Because if I'm in a pizza store and I eat something and I order fries and I make a bread dough, I eat my French fries, and then I tell you I want another one, so I'm not going to make another bracha on the second French fries. I'm in the store. That's normal. You go order, then you go order again. It's not normal. Maybe it is for you because you live next door to the Makola. But most of us, in the middle of a meal, you go to the Makola to go bring something. I mean, it does happen, but it's not only things that are like crucial, like ketchup.
What about what we said about things like apples and nuts? Is that also included?
For sure. For sure. That's not...
And water and food.
Everything.
Liquid and
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, going to this, everything.
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to this, everything. Okay, so we did halacha again. So I get frustrated by like, okay, we're going to change the rules and, you know, okay, we fit into halacha category and everything's out the window. But here it was so complicated, and if something happens, it's every minute of the day. This comes up all the time. All the time. Numerous times a day. So...
This is all Gemara's like that. Everything like that. Times change.
Halacha is not always like that. But anyway, Rav Nemezal is an Adam Gadol, and those who have a couple of months do other, you know, they have other posts can they go with, that's fine. But we're going to go with that Mahalach. And that's bottom line. First sack. I have to call the driver more often. Every afternoon on my way, I have to call the driver. Okay, now it's a Reish Zayin. Reish Zayin is all about Borei Nefashos. So the Gemara... Right, no das. Meaning he's saying anytime you make a bracha nowadays, we assume that your bracha includes everything in the house. It's as if you had explicit das on everything in the house. Okay, Reish Zayin. Let's try to do this. It's a short siman. Okay, the Gemara brings down a bunch of opinions about this Bar Nefashos is a bracha that kind of came later. First is an opinion that you make a Bar Nefashos on eggs, but not on vegetables. Then Rabbi Yitzchok says, you make Bar Nefashos on vegetables, but not on water. Meaning there will be no bracha achorna on vegetables. And Rabbi Yitzchok says, yes, vegetables, no water. Rav Papa says, there is a bracha achorna even on water. Rav Ashi says that... a funny lesson. When I would remember, I would do like Rav Papa, and I would make a bracha on everything. And Tosfos says that is our minig, like Rav Ashi, that we make a bracha achrona on anything. If it's a shear. Okay, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I didn't have a chance to look into that. V'cheinu das kol haposkim. We make a... It means that you don't... water, vegetables, fruits, all these different things, we make, if we eat a shear in the right amount of time, which we'll discuss in the future, but not right now, you have to make a bracha achrona.
What were their reasons not to?
It kind of came later. The Brenefesh is kind of like evolved as a minhag. It kind of evolved slowly. That's my understanding. Meaning, benching is daraisa. Bracha achas main shalosh, some posuk also says daraisa. So it's a very early thing. A Brenefesh seems to have come later. You see, these Amoraim would not, he'd eat a whole salad, he would not make a bracha achrona. So it's one of those things that evolved in Judaism. Okay, now the Torah brings down that the Bavli does not have a concluding bracha on Bar Nefesh. We say Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. There's no conclusion. In fact, there's no even Baruch Chei Ha'olamim at all. The Yerushalmi says there is a conclusion and it's Baruch Ato Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. So the Rishonim came up with a compromise. We'll have a conclusion without Hashem Hashem. Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. That was the compromise that came later between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch goes as the compromise. That's what we do. The Rosh holds you're supposed to say a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. The Gra made a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. We don't do that. Okay, so Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. We have a compromise. That's what we do. What does the bracha mean? The Torah brings down, what does the bracha mean? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Bo'ein nefashos v'abos v'chesrona. Hashem made many creatures and that which they are lacking. That which they are lacking means things that we need to live. Bread and water. The basics. V'abos v'chesrona, and then al-kol ma'asheh bara or barasa is another machlokes, if it's bara or barasa. That already refers to things that we don't need to live, but we like. Sushi. Apples and oranges. You can live without an apple, you can live without oranges. Everything that we like. Things that Hashem gave us because He loves us, wants us to enjoy Olam Hazeh a little bit. But you can live without it. And then there's the Baruch Hei Olamim. There's a Machlok is Bara Barasa. The Magen Avraham says Barasa. The Gra says Bara. I looked in the Nusach Sfarad Siddur today. It said Bara. And the same version, but Nusach Ashkenaz, Israeli Siddur, which gives more preference to the Gra, even though they don't have them. They don't go so far to Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Olamim, because clearly they don't do that. But you can tell that they erased the Tav from the, I don't know how you print Siddurim, but they clearly took it out because it was a big space where the Tav belonged. Then there's a discussion, is it Rabos v'chesro nan or chesro nam? Morgan Aram says chesro nam, and then Achelos bohem nefesh kochai. The Torah says chesro nan, our version of the Torah. Prima Gadim says they should both be with a mem. What's the difference between a mem or a nun? Mem is Hebrew, nun is Aramaic. Aruch HaShulchan has a different understanding. Mem is masculine, nun is feminine. Okay, Halach, we don't have time. Right, let's do it inside. Reish Zayin Aleph. Peros Ha'ilan, fruit. Chutz Mi'chamesh Ha'saminim, aside for the five species of the seven which are fruit. The Chol Peros Adama V'Yirakos, and then all these legumes and vegetables. The Chol Davar She'en Gidulo Min Ha'aretz, meat, chicken, fish. Bracha Achron Shalem, Borei Nefeshos Rabos. If you ate a bunch of these different things that require part of Hashem, since one size fits all, one bracha. That's the compromise. You conclude, but without Hashem Hashem. Not Baruch Ata Hashem, like the Rosh, Baruch Chei Olamim. Okay, Mishmur brings down Sivkat and Gimel, the Machlokes, if it's Bara or Barasa, he says, Nara, Nara, Upashte. The river goes this way, the river goes that way, meaning different community, different people do different things. Okay, then in Mishmur Sivkatam, hey, he just talks about the fact that we have this compromise shita. Some say to be chosem, some say not to be chosem, and therefore we have this compromise, which we already discussed. Right, okay, well, because in order to make a bracha chon, you need kazayas, because they achilas pras. Yeah, I don't know why that's exactly a chiddush, but that's what the Shatzim says, safik brachas lahakel. It's a suffix bracha, right? You have to eat a shear. You have to eat a kazayas, whatever the kazayas is exactly, within, let's say, 3 to 4 minutes. Okay, maybe we'll put some finishing touches tomorrow on Reish Zayin. Reish Ches is a big, juicy sim.